At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just
$20. This is Siobhan.
Siobhan, are you on the South Shore?
I am, but I have a unique perspective because
yes.
I have worked in Revere. I teach in Revere, and for 17 years, I have been making the drive. But for the first 13, I lived in Belmont and did Sturo Drive and the Tobin Bridge every day, which is absolutely terrifying. But I moved back home to North Attleboro 2 years ago, and now I drive from North Attleboro to Revere every day. And I can confirm it does not matter where you are. Traffic is terrible across the whole state.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I feel better hearing you say that because we thought, like, what's going on? Is it us? Do they have it worse on the South Shore? I mean, I was kind of looking at the map with Sue, off the air and looking to see if you guys don't have as many ways into the city as we do, I think, on the North Shore. Like, it seems like your highways are really spread out South Shore, right?
Yeah.
To get into the city.
Yeah, and if I wanted to go like 495, it's an additional 20 minutes.
Right.
If
right.
I wanted to get to another major highway. So I've just learned to love Google Maps and like to see what the fastest way is, and I leave it on the whole time I'm commuting because otherwise, you know, things change on a dime. So to be able to know where to go and back roads, but it is very hard with like one way up and one way down.
Right.
Oh, so you'll alter your route every morning. You might not go the same way every day. I think that's unique. I think most of us just go the same way. It's like muscle memory.
Yeah. That started when I lived in Belmont because some mornings Sturo Drive would have Sturo trucks. And so I needed to not be on that road, because being a teacher, you've got to be there before the kids get there. So I started that. And then with living all the way down in North Attleboro, sometimes there's a crash on 95. So, you know, I'll take Route 1 or... And then some days 93 is terrible or 95 is terrible. So there are some mornings I drive right past your studio and some mornings I don't.
Wow, that's a brave thing to do, though. And it almost trains you to be ready on any road, that you're going different routes every day. That's a good kind of brain exercise for you driving, just to be comfortable everywhere.
It's great. Well, it keeps me awake because I'm, I leave it at 6 o'clock in the morning. So it keeps me awake to pay attention to be like, okay, don't go that way. Yeah.
What does it take you on average to get to work?
It's an hour and a half up and about 2 hours home.
What?
That is a long day.
Yeah, it's a long day. But I'm doing it for my family, so it's worth it because I love working in Revere. I've built my career there, but family comes first. So I moved back home to North Attleboro. So it's a long drive, but it's worth it. So I adore the two of you because you keep me awake in the morning. So thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you. We appreciate what you're doing. So thank you for your loyalty.
You.
And we'll keep you laughing on your commute for sure.
So thank you. You are not alone. The commute is terrible everywhere. So thank goodness for you guys.
Well, you have a good day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.